Today's daf is Irvin Daf Pei, and we are 9 lines from the top of Daf Pei Amid Aleph Itmar Shetufei Mevoyos. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, Chana Rivka Bas Faila, Rafal Mordechai Ben Gittel, Mordechai Zev Ben Fega, Batsheva Bracha Bas Tova Chaya, David Moshe Ben Batsheva Bracha, Rachel Nechama Bas Chana Rus. Today's daf is also being learned as a schus for Hatzlacha Becholer Nyanim for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miro. And finally, today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Chaya Rivka Bas Yitzchak Yaakov and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Mishnah daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis discussed in the event that somebody wants to donate on behalf of the entire Mavoi, the Shetufei Mevoyos. Can he or can he not? So the Mishnah said he can. However, he has to follow a very specific set of guidelines in terms of how he goes about it. Number one, you can't simply pick up Mazon Shtei Sudois and say that I want this Mazon Shtei Sudois to be Shetufei Mevoyos on behalf of everybody else. The reason is because if I'm going to partake in a Shetufei Mevoyos, I need to contribute towards it. So it's very nice that you want to donate it on my behalf, but at the end of the day, if you're going to make a donation, it's your donation, it's not mine. And if I myself, as an individual who's going to be a member of this Shetuf, needs to partake, so you donating it for me doesn't really help me. So what you would have to do, said the Mishnah, is you would have to take this donation, be mizakeit to the Anshei HaMavoi. In other words, appoint a shliach to make a kinyan for the Anshei HaChatzar on behalf of the Anshei HaChatzar. Then it belongs to the Anshei HaChatzar. Oh, once it belongs to the Anshei HaChatzar, then of course you can make a Shetufei Mevoyos. So if you would want to donate the Shetufei Mevoyos on behalf of the Olam, that's something you can do. However, it's not as simple as saying that I want this to be on behalf of everybody, and as a result, it's all going to be okay. But rather, you would have to be mizakeit to the Anshei HaMavoi first. How do you do that? Al Yidei Acher. And then the Mishnah got involved, who that Acher could be. So if it's a total stranger, of course it's going to be okay. What if it's a member of the Mishpacha? So the Mishnah said, B'noyu B'tei HaGdoilim, that's okay. Avdoi V'shevchasa Yo'ivri, meaning an Eved Ivri, or an Amavriya, that's also going to be okay. And we spoke out the Chiddush that's Mavur in Amavriya, that the Gemara points out in Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Samech Dalet Amid Beis, that even though an Amavriya by definition had to be a Ketana, still you see it's going to be fine. Ishta is also good. If you want to use Bnei Yubitei Haktanim, you want to use Avdei V'Shevchasei Haknanim, that's not going to work. But the basic halacha of the Mishnah is that if you want to sponsor the Shetufei Mevoyos, you can. However, you first have to be mezakeit to the Anshei HaMavoi. How do you do that? You appoint a shliach for the Anshei HaMavoi. That person makes a kinyan, hagbah, whatever the kinyan's going to be. Now it belongs to everybody. Once it belongs to everybody, it could be used as Shetufei Mevoyos. So despite the fact that this halacha that we just said is very clear in the Mishnah, today's daf is going to begin with a machlokes amayraim, machlokes Rav and Shmuel, as to this very simple halacha. Itmar Shetufei Mevoyos. When it comes to making Shetufei Mevoyos, Rav Amar Rav said, ain't tzarech lezakos, that if one person wants to sponsor the Shetufei Mevoyos on behalf of all the people living in the Mavoi, you don't have to do what the Mishnah said you have to do. Meaning, you don't have to first be mezakeit to the Anshei HaMavoi. You could simply place it on behalf of everybody else without having this third person intervening and making kinyan on behalf of everybody. V'shmul Amar Shmuel said, tzarech lezakos. No, you do have to be mezakeit. Meaning, you have to do what the Mishnah said you have to. Eruv Techumen. What about Eruv Techumen? A bunch of people are going to use an Eruv Techumen. Again, every person needs to contribute on their behalf. What if one person decides that he wants to sponsor it on behalf of everybody else? So Rav said that when it comes to Eruv Techumen, over there it's Tzarech Lezakos. There, you can't simply put Mazon Shtei Sudos of Eruv Techumen on behalf of other people, but rather, when it comes to Eruv Techumen, you would have to be mezakeh to others, and then it's going to work. But without first being mezakeh, it's not going to work. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, ain't tzarech lezakos. You don't have to be mezakeh. So we have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, both as it relates to Shetufei Mevoyos both as it relates to Eruv Etchumen, and notice the two machloikasin are literally the inverse of each other. It's svaras afuchas. Shmuel holds that when it comes to Shetufim Mevayis, you have to be mezaka. When it comes to Eruv Etchumen, you don't have to be mezaka. Rav holds just the opposite. When it comes to Shetufim Mevayis, you don't have to be mezaka. When it comes to Eruv Etchumen, over there it's tzarech lezaka. It's ok to Gemara. Bishlem el Shmuel, Bishlem el Shmuel, I understand. Hacha tanan, v'hacha loy tanan. Meaning Shmuel Shita seems to be supported by the Mishnah. The fact that Shmuel holds that you have to be mezaka by Shetufim Mevayis, that's the Mishnah. Like we just explained. The fact that Shmuel holds you don't have to be mezaka ve'erev tchumen is also a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? So it's a Mishnah that's coming up that doesn't say anything about tzarech lezakos. And from the very obvious omission from the Mishnah, that's a raya that when it comes to erev tchumen, you don't have to be mezaka. Why? Because when the Mishnah spoke about shetufim mevayos, the Mishnah said very clearly that you have to be mezaka. And when the Mishnah spoke about erev tchumen, it didn't mention anything about being mezaka. So it's a very obvious, not such subtle deal, that for a shetufim mevayos, you have to be mezaka. For erev tchumen, you don't have to be mezaka. So the sheet of Shmuel is clear. It's the Mishnah. Ela l'rab. My time, but what about Rav? Rav seems to be going fakert from both Mishnayas. Rav says by Shetufim Mevayis you don't have to be mezaka. The Mishnah said very clearly umezaka lahem. Rav said that by Erev Tchumen you have to be mezaka. The Mishnah, for whatever reason, decided to omit the halacha be mezaka when it comes to Erev Tchumen. Zokti Gemara Tanoi. The reason Rav held that his sheet is okay is because even though it's true, Rav is fakert from a Mishnah, but at the same time, Rav understood that the Mishnah is not the only sheeta, and really this halacha of the Mishnah is b'machloikis shenuya, it's a machloikis tanon, and Rav decided to paskin not like the Stam Mishnah, rather to paskin like this other Tana. Now the Gemara is going to take us through several lines where the Gemara is going to demonstrate where exactly this machloikis tanon is, but just one thing to be clear right in the onset of the Gemara. The Gemara is only going to bring a machloikis tanon for the second halacha that Rav said, and that is for Erev Tchumen, you have to be mezaka. That's what the Gemara is about to do. The Gemara is not going to have a machloikis tanam. The Gemara is going to have no source to ding sich with unsere Mishnah that says that for shetufim mevayis you have to be mezaka. But we'll get to that soon. So zok the Gemara, you want to know a Rav had the plates to go connect a Mishnah because Rav understood it was really machloikis tanam. Rabbi Yudama Rav, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Maisa, there was a story by Chalasah Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya's daughter-in-law, she went to a base merchitz, the chashchala, and she got stuck Friday night outside of the tchum. And she had no way of getting back to her house. However, she had a good mother-in-law. The irvala chamoisa, the shvigar went, and she made an eriv on her behalf. And this story was presented to Reb Chiya of Asar. And Reb Chiya said that, you know, it's nice that the mother-in-law was looking out for a daughter-in-law and tried getting the daughter-in-law to be able to come back on Shabbos. However, at the same time, this Erev Tchumen is invalid. It's not going to be okay. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Yishmol said, Rabbi Yossi, Pavloi, kol kach ato machmer? You're being so machmer be'erivin? Why would you be machmer? Why would you say this Erev Tchumen shouldn't be good? Kach on my abba. I'll tell you what I heard from my father. Who was Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's father? The great Rabbi Yossi. Kol sheyesh l'chol l'hakel be'erivin hakel. That whenever you have an opportunity to be mekel when it comes to erivin, so the halacha is, you're always supposed to be mekel. Either way, there was a story with Rabbi Shaya's daughter-in-law. She was outside of the tchum Friday night. She went to a beis hamerchitz. She wanted to come home, but she couldn't come home because that her house was more than 2,000 amas from where she was. The story was brought to Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said it's a problem. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi argued with Rabbi Chiya. He said, no, it's not a problem. And you know, I know, because my father said that anytime there's an opportunity to be mekel, when it comes to Erevin, you're supposed to be mekel. And that's true both by Eruvi Chatzeres and Shetufim Mevayis and Eruvi Tchumen. So the bottom line is, you're supposed to be mekel. So there was machloikus over here with regards to this Erev. Was it a good Erev Tchumen or was it not good Erev Tchumen? So the question is, what was the problem with the Erev? Iboilu. What was the issue with the Erev? Mishal Chamoise Ervelo. Was the story, was the Maisa Shaya Kachaya, where the Shviger used her own food to make the Erev? And the reason this was controversial, the reason Rabbi Chiya had a problem with it is Mishum Doloi Zichzala, because she was never mezaket to the daughter-in-law. And the only way I can sponsor food for your Erev Tchumen is if I'm first mezaket to you. Or maybe that wasn't the issue. Mishaloi Ervala. Maybe really the food belonged to the daughter-in-law. But the issue was Mishum Doshaloi Midaita, because it was done without her das. And maybe there's a halacha that the only time you can make Erev Tchumen on somebody else's behalf is if the person gives you permission to do it. But you can't just go ahead and make an Erev Tchumen for somebody, assuming that this is something that they're going to want. So the Gemara says, Amalam Hum Rabbanon. So there was a member of the Rabbanon, Rabbi Yaakov Shmei. His name was Rabbi Yaakov. And he said, Lidi Mifsh Leminei Rabbi Yochanan. I heard the rest of the story. I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. You want to know what Rabbi Chiya's problem with this Erev was? Mishum Chamoise Erev, it's because it belonged to the mother-in-law, Umishum Delay Zichzala, and the issue with it was because he wasn't Mizaket to her. Amalam Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yaakov, the story continues, Bereid Bas Yaakov. Gimatas Hassan, when you go to Erev, so Rabbi Zeira told Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov, that when you come to the area of Rabbi Yaakov Baridi, I want you to go to him and I want to see if you can get a little more information about the story. And he asked him this same question. What was the problem that Rabbi Chiya had with this Erev? Was the problem because the food that the mother used for the Erev Tchumen belonged to the mother-in-law? And the problem was that she was never mezaket to her daughter-in-law. That was the issue. Or maybe no, really it belonged to her. And the issue was what's much bigger. It was Mishundel Shlomi Daita. You can never make an Erev Tchumen unless you have to ask from the person. Amalei, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi said, Mishal Chamoise Irvala, Umishumdel Oizichsala. And the issue with it was the fact that she wasn't Mizakit for her daughter. But what do you see from here? You see that there was a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya where Rabbi Shaya's daughter-in-law went to a Beis Merchitz. It was Friday night and she got stuck outside of the Tchumen. She had no way to get home. However, she had a mother-in-law that was looking out for her. Incidentally, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in a Tshuva points out that really this story is very different than most mother-in-law, daughter-in-law stories that you find in Shas. Usually the stories are a little different. And over here you have, right, the Chamoisa, she's Pasol Eidah, the assumption is she's always looking out, you know, not necessarily for the well-being of her daughter-in-law. But this was a Shviga that wanted her daughter-in-law to come home. But either way, so she wants the daughter-in-law to come home. So she went and made an Erev Tchumen on her behalf. And it was a Machloikis Tanon, whether it was okay or was not okay. Rabbi Chiya said it wasn't okay. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said, Abba Masoy from my father, Rabbi Yossi, you're not supposed to be so machme be'erivin. Kol kach ato machme be'erivin, it's not the right thing to do. In other words, the machloikis tanon, whether it was okay, it was okay. What was the issue? Why shouldn't it be okay? So after further review, after a lot of due diligence on the behalf of Damarum, you see how Damarum, they traveled, they went out of the way to try to get to exactly what's going on. But the point is that after all of this due diligence, what emerges is that the shaila with this Erev was, is that the Shviger sponsored the Mazon Shtei Sudois, but she was never mezaket to her daughter-in-law. And it comes out it was Machloikis Tanama, that's okay. Rabbi Chiya said it was a problem, and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said that it was okay. Zoysei Meres, that whether or not you have to be mezaka the Mazon Shtei Sudois that's going to be used for Erev Tchumen, if you want to sponsor it on somebody else's behalf, is really a Machloikis. Let's come back to Shitas Rav. Rav said that when it comes to Shetufim Mevon, ain't Tzarech Lazakis. When it comes to Erev Tchumen, Tzarech Lazakis. The Gemara said, Rav's connected to Mishnah. Which Mishnah? The Mishnah said that when it comes to Erev Tchumen, it didn't say anything about Tzarech Lazakis. It sounds like you don't have to be Mezakah. So how could Rav say Tzarech Lazakis if the Mishnah says ain't Tzarech Lazakis? Teretz is Tanoihi. It's true the Mishnah says ain't Tzarech Lazakis. But there's a Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, that there's a Rabbi Chiya that holds Tzarech Lazakis. And Rav was going like Rabbi Chiya that holds Tzarech Lazakis. And for that reason, Rav's psak was Tzarech Lazakis. Now the Gemara is going to shift into a whole nother Shita, which means this concludes the discussion of Shitas Rav, which also means that the Gemara never answered the other kasha on Rav. Rav said two psakim, both of which were contradicted by a Mishnah. Rav said that when it comes to Shituvim Mevayis, ain't Tzarech Lazakis. When it comes to Erev Tchumen, Tzarech Lazakis. Mishnah's Masha, just the opposite. The Mishnah brings the Halach of Tzarech Lazakis by Shituvim Mevayis and doesn't say a word about Tzarech Lazakis when it comes to Erev Tchumen. So at first glance, we have two Mishnah, it's not like Rav. So we were Miyash of the second half. The Eruvit Tchumen part, that's really Machlokes Tanan. What about the first half? So Rashi says the Gemara didn't answer it, which means that we have no choice but to pull out our last resort, which the Gemara is able to do when it comes to Rav, and say, Rav Tanahu Polik. Even though usually an Amoira is not allowed to say something that's contradicted by a Mishnah, and if he does, it's Tyufta, and he gets completely checkmated. But Rav is different. Rav had the credentials to argue with a Mishnah, and even though it's a last resort, but at the same time, Rav has the ability to do it. So as it relates to the halach of our Mishnah, yeah, it's a Mefurish Mishnah, and it's true that Shmuel Paskin that way. Rav, however, is a Tanu Palug. Rav argued. Bottom line, Zokta Gemara, Rav Shita is that when it comes to Eruv Chatzeris, ain't Tzarech Lazakis, Eruv Tchumim, Tzarech Lazakis. Shmuel Shita is like the Mishnah. When it comes to Eruv Chatzeris, Tzarech Lazakis. When it comes to Eruv Tchumim, ain't Tzarech Lazakis. Rav Nachman said a different halacha. And a ketinon, this is the halacha. Eich ad Eruv Tchumim. You always have to be mezakeh. In other words, Rav Nachman seemed to take on the more chomer of both shittas. He held like Shmuel that Eruv Echatzeres Shtufim Mevoyes Tzarech Lezakeis, and he held like Rav that Eruv Tchumim is also Tzarech Lezakeis. Boy, Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman said, "I'll tell you what I'm not sure about. Eruv Tavshilin, that's the other Eruv that doesn't get a lot of mention in Masech Tzarech, but Tzarech Lezakeis, oh, you ain't Tzarech Lezakeis. Meaning Eruv Echatzeres, yeah, Shtufim Mevoyes." Yeah, when it comes to Eruv Tchumim, also, yeah. What about Eruv Tavshilin? See, he wasn't sure. I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, "Mighty Boyle, why was Rav Nachman not sure about Eruv Tavshilin? Shmuel, he Rav Nachman, but Rav Ado, Shmuel, doesn't he know what Shmuel said? Shmuel already addressed it. Shmuel was earlier than Rav Nachman. He said, Eruv Tavshilin, Tzarech Lezakos. That an Eruv Tavshilin, Tzarech Lezakos. So just like Rav Nachman passed in Eruv Tchumim, Eruv Chateris, and Shtuvim Mavois, Tzarech Lezakos, he should have known that Eruv Tavshilin is the same way because Shmuel said that. Amale Abaya. So Rav Yosef didn't understand Rav Nachman Shailo. So who told Rav Yosef that I don't understand what you're saying? It was Abaya. So Abaya said, Pshita Dolei Shmuley. He said, of course, it's obvious that Rav Nachman didn't hear it. Why? Because he's Shmuley, mighty boyle. Right? Rav Yosef said, mighty boyle, loy Shmuelach. So Abaya came and he told Rav Yosef, well, you're not sure if Rav Nachman knew what Shmuel said? Abaya didn't know what Shmuel said. Because if Rav Nachman knew what Shmuel said, then the Rav Nachman volt nishke klert as a shayla. Because of course he would have went like Shmuel. So of course that. So Amalei, Rav Yosef told Abaya, I disagree with you. Amalei, because he told him, Atu Yeruvit Chumim Milo Yama Shmuley and Tzarech Lezakos. You see that Rav Nachman didn't hold like Shmuel when it comes to Erev Tchumen, because Shmuel said by Erev Tchumen ain't Tzarech Lezakos. And but Amar Iyu, what Rav Nachman say? Tzarech Lezakos. And as a result, it's not Muchach then that Rav Nachman didn't know what Shmuel said, because had he known what Shmuel said, he for sure would have paskin like Shmuel, because Rav Yosef said, you see, Rav Nachman knew what Shmuel said as it relates to Eruve Chatzera Tchumen, and he didn't paskin like Shmuel. So there's no hechrich for sure that he's going to go like Shmuel. So again, Rav Nachman said, Eruv Tchumen, Eruv Chatzera, Shetufim, Mevoyos, Tzarech Lezakis. Rav Nachman said, I'm not sure about Eruv Tshilin. So Rav Yosef said, Umayti Boyle, I'm not sure why Rav Nachman wasn't sure what the halach is by Eruv Tavshilin. I mean, Shmuel seemed to have addressed it. So, I mean, if Shmuel addressed it, then shouldn't he go like Shmuel? In other words, it sounds like Rav Yosef's a little unsure as to whether or not Rav Nachman ever heard what Shmuel said, and that's why he's mesopik. Or maybe Rav Nachman knew what Shmuel said, but maybe he doesn't want to paskin like Shmuel. So Abaya came and he told Rav Yosef that, what do you mean? Of course Rav Nachman didn't know what Shmuel said, because had Rav Nachman know what Shmuel said, of course he would have paskin like Shmuel. So Rav Yosef told Abaya, it's not true, by Erev Tchumen he didn't paskin like Shmuel, but he took on the chumra of Rav and the chumra of Shmuel. You see, he didn't paskin like Shmuel by Erev Tchumen, he paskin like Rav. So maybe it's not muchach that had he known what Shmuel said, he would have gone that way. But Abaya said it's still not a switch, because Bishlam has something Rav and Shmuel. When it comes to Erev Tchumen, it was much like his Rav and Shmuel. So I understand why Rav Nachman took on Rav Shita by Erev Tchumen, because he wanted to always go Lachumra. He went Lachumra by Ruvah Chatzeres and Shtufim Mavayas, and he went Lachumra as it relates to Erev Tchumen. But over here, he Isa the Shmile, the Ikaman the Palik. But had he known about this halacha by Erev Tavshilin, what Shmuel said, I think he would have gone like Shmuel, because nobody argues. I mean, that nobody argues, Mechatesi would have disagreed with him. The bottom line is, we have a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel and Rav Nachman halacha lemaisa as it relates to Tzarech Lezakos or ain't Tzarech Lezakos. We also have the suffix of Rav Nachman as it relates to Erev Tavshilin. Shmuel said clearly Erev Tavshilin Tzarech Lezakos, and then a discussion between Abai and Rav Yosef whether it's fair to assume that Rav Nachman never knew what Shmuel said, because had he heard what Shmuel said, he would have for sure paskin like Shmuel, or Mehecha Tesi, it's not Muchach. Zok de Gemara, a new topic. Hahu Tarzino, the Habib Bishivavusi de Rav Zeira. There was a Torzino. So this person was a Nachri, Rashi says. He was in charge of the ammunition. So his job was, he was the security guard. He was the Shomer Ha'ir. And he was a non-Jew. He lived in the neighborhood of Rav Zeira. They wanted, in this neighborhood, to make an Eruv Chatzeres, Shtufim Avayis. They had to get him involved, though, because Adar Ma'akum, he has to contribute. How? Through Schirus. So Amalei, they went over to this Torzina, and they said, Oigulach Rishusech, will you please lease us your property? He didn't want it. Also, come to Rav Zeira. They went to Rav Zeira. Amrulei, they told Rav Zeira, Ma'alu Megu Midavisu, he doesn't want to do it. But, you know, maybe we can get his wife to agree. So what's the halacha? If the wife agrees, but he doesn't agree, is it okay? Amalusi told him, Hachi Amar Reish Lachish, which made the Gavir Rab. I'll tell you where Reish Lachish said in the name of a Gavir Rab. Umanu, who's a Gavir Rab? Reb Chanino. Ishtei Shal Adama Reve Shalai Midaitai. A person's wife can be Ma'ar Shalai Midaitai. So he go to his wife, that's going to be okay. Who Torzina, Abish, who said to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Shai? Same story. There was a Torzina, again, this non-Jewish security guard who lived in the neighborhood Kevod of Rabbi Yehuda bar Yishai. They told him, he didn't want to lease out his property. Also, come to Rabbi Yehuda bar Yishai. Could we lease it out from his wife? He didn't know. Also, come to Rabbi Masna. Masna also didn't know. Also, come to Rabbi Yehuda. Finally, went to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, I'll tell you what I was mekabel from my greater Rabbi Shmuel. Ishtoy shal oda ma Rebbe shalom midaitoy. A person's wife, kibi ma'arev shalom midaitoy. So Rabbi Chanina said it, and Shmuel said it, that there's an idea of ishtoy shal oda ma Rebbe shalom midaitoy. What's the context? Schiras, where you're renting a property from a non-Jew for Shabbos, so like this, you'll be able to make an Eruv Chatzeres. If he's not interested in partaking, there's always a workaround. You can always go to his wife, and if his wife agrees, there's a halach of ishtoy shal oda ma Rebbe shalom midaitoy. Freit the Gemara Mesa. Is that true? Nashim she'irvu v'nishtat v'shalom midas baleim. If women were ma'ariv and they were mishtatif in an eriv without their husband's knowledge, ein eruv an eriv, ve'ein shituf an shituf, it doesn't work. Now, pasha, you could say, maybe there's a chiluk between schirus and between Erev and Shita. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara instead gives an answer. The Gemara says, Loi kasha, hada asar, hada loy asar. It could be there's a nafkemina between a situation where if this person is not mishtatef in the Erev, or if this person is not mishtatef in the Mavoi, it's going to mess everybody else, versus a situation where it's not going to mess everybody else. Meaning, if we need this person, because without this person, there's no way to make an Erev, so then the halach is the wife can do it. If, however, we don't need you, it's possible to make the Erev without you. How is that possible? So Rashi gives a metzias. There was a chatzah that was in between two mevayos. So lav dafka, this chatzah belongs to this mavoy ayin shal. But the point is, if we don't necessarily need you, so then the halacha is going to be different. So the Gemara says, okay, Ami Mistabra, I'll prove to you that this is right. Because the im came. Because if not, kasha de shmul ad de shmul. Meaning, we're proving this teretz from a kasha that the Gemara asked on Shmuel from a braisa. Shmuel said a halacha, ishtei shal adam, ma'arev shaloi midaita. Freit the Gemara, meisavei, noshim she'irvu v'nishtat v'shaloi midas baleim. The Gemara said a teretz. So the Gemara said, I'll prove to you the teretz is right. Because if not, not only do we have a kasha from a braisa on Shmuel, we actually have a stira in Shmuel. Because Shmuel also said, echem b'nei mavoi sh'raga l'shtatif b'nei mavoi. If there's a member of a mavoi, and he's accustomed to be mishtatif with the mavoi, v'loi mishtatif, and he wasn't mishtatif, b'nei ha-mavoi nechnasen l'tech besoi, the b'nei ha-mavoi can go into his house, old school. They can literally forcefully take the shituf, and this is something they could do. Now, this is clear that not only could a person's wife do it, but you could actually walk into the person's house and literally take it. Now, how does this do with what Shmuel said? So the teretz probably is, because what did the Shmuel say in the second halacha? Echad ibn mavoi sherogel lehishtatif. Oh, rogel in she'ain rogel loy. There must be a distinction between where it's rogel and where it's not rogel. Shema mina, and this is a riot to this terrace. That where it's rogel, meaning you're needed, that's what it sounds like. So then you have this halacha. When you're not needed, then the halacha is going to be different. Okti gemara lema misayele. Is this a riot? Koyfa noisa lasas lachi bekoyer lemavoi. In the event that you have a mavoi, and this mavoi was exposed on one side, so you can make shetuf and mavoyos all day long. But at the end of the day, if the mavi is exposed on one side to a rishus arab, you have a problem. The problem is the first mishnah of Masechtas Erevin, the first long sugya in Masechtas Erevin. You can't have a mavoi, even if it's closed on three sides, even if it's a mavoi she'ena mafulash, but that's open on one side to rishus arab. So what do you have to do? You have to make either a lechi or a kaira. And here we have a mafurish halacha that koifin oisei lasis lechi v'kaira l'mavoi. So who is this a raya to? This is a raya to what Shmuel said, that ishtoy shel adam ha'rev shalei midaitoy. This is a raya to the other halacha that Shmuel said, that there's a concept of b'nei ha'mavoi nechnasen l'toich beisei v'noitlen shitufam yimenu b'karchei. Right, so the Gemara says, le'ima misayelei. Is this a raya? The Gemara says it's not a raya. Why not? Shani hasam d'leke mechitzes. Could be over there, it's different because there's no mechitzes. Machlek is Rashi and Tosfos what this means. We'll go Rashi says that if you have a mavoi that has no lechi or kair in the front, so it's exposed, and because it's exposed, it makes the people in the mavoi vulnerable, which means you can now force all the members of the mavoi to contribute, not stam from the Hilchas Erevin perspective, from the Shmira perspective, and that's why you can force them. So it's not a raya. Don't compare and don't bring a raya to Shmuel's halacha from the fact that there's a braisa that says that you can go force someone to chip in for the lechi of the ma. The lechi of the kaira, that's shmira, as opposed to the shituf, that's not shmira. What's the obvious kasha? Tosfos kasha. A lechi is a shmira. A lechi is a little, it's a pole. A kaira is a shmira, it's a crossbeam. So because of that, Tosfos has a different shot. Either way, the Gemara says, Lishna achrino, another teretz, mitzad shaini. What exactly this means? Nobody knows, as we're going to see in the Reid Bite. This is one of the most mysterious lines in Talmud Bavli, where you have a Gemara, where the Gemara has a Lishna Achrina, where it says, Mitzad Shaini, and nobody, literally, not, there was one Rishon that said one pshat in what this line might mean. Mitzad? What does that have to do with what we're discussing? Right, we have a kasha over here. Shmuel said a halacha, or we're trying to bring a raya to something Shmuel said. Shmuel said you can force people to contribute to Shetuf and Mevayis and to Ruvi Chatzeres. Mar says, do you have a raya from the fact that by a Lechi and a Kaira, you can force someone to chip in? Yomar says, no. You know why? Because mitzad shiny. What does that have to do with anything? Itmar, Reb Chiya Barashi, another halacha. Reb Chiya Barashi said, oisin lechi asherah. You're allowed to take an asherah tree and you're allowed to use it as a lechi. Reb Shimon Lakish said, oisin koira asherah. Not only can you use an asherah as a lechi, but you can use an asherah as a koira as well. Zokhti Gemara, mandam a koira. The mandam that says you can use an asherah for a koira, kolshkein lechi, would certainly hold that you can use it as a lechi. Mandam a lechi. The mandam that says that you can use it as a lechi, aval koira loy. A koira you would not be able to use it for. And the reason is ketutzi michta shiure, because there's a halacha, and this is something that comes up in many sugyas hashas, that if you have something that's asur bahana, and the din of this isur hana is that it has to be burnt. Classic example is an asherah. Asherah is avodah zarah, and as a result, it says a pasuk in the Torah of asherayim tisrafun ba'esh. So when there's a din that something has to be burnt, so we look at it, posh it, as if it's already burnt, as if it's not here. And as a result, if you need a shear of this thing, you can't have a shear of that thing. A koira has a shear, whereas a lechi does not have a shear. So says the Gemara, again, Rav Chiya Barashi said that oisin lechi asherah, you can make a lechi using an asherah. Reish Lakish said you can even make a koira using an asherah. So the Gemara, the man that said koira, that's Reish Lakish. If he holds, you can use a koira, asherah. Certainly, you can make a lechi from an asherah. But the man that said you can make a lechi, he meant dafka lechi, didn't mean koira. Because by koira, you're going to have a problem of ketuti mechta shiure. Pashub shad is because koira has a shear, whereas lechi does not have a shear. Now, Tosfos asks Akash, it's not true. Lechi also has a shear. Tosfos says it's true, lechi has a shear, but the shear of a lechi is only a mashu. And because the shear of a lechi is only a mashu, for a mashu, it's going to be okay. And again, we'll see a little bit more about this in the raid. But for now, Zokta Mishnah, nismaye to oichel. What would be if a bunch of people came together, they made a shetufa mevayo, so they dedicated a certain amount of food, and then some of the food got lost. Nismaye ta'oichel. So you're missing the requisite amount of food right now. Moisef or mezakeh, if somebody wants, he could be mezakeh, he could be moisef on everybody's half. Again, you have to be mezakeh, but the insarach leidia doesn't have to notify them. And the reason is because once they were agreeable to initially engage in the erev, so at this point, it's assumed that they want it to be good. If it's missing a little bit, you want to be maisif, you could do it. Nitoisfu aleyim. What would be if new people came on Shabbos? Meaning you have new chevra now. These people weren't mishtatif originally in the Erev, and now they just moved into town. So they need to technically be part of the Erev. So the halach is maisif umezaka. Over there, you could be maisif and be mezaka, but you would have to notify them. Kamahu shiurim. What's the shear of shetuf and mevois? Bezman shemiruf, there's a lot of people. Mazin shtei sudas lekulam. All you need is mazin shtei sudas. That works for everybody. Bezman shemiruf, if there aren't that many people, kigregus chalecha vechad. Each person needs a shear of one dried fig. Amar Rabbi Yosef, remember, when do we have the shear? But chilas air. That's when you're going to designate the Erev initially. Avol b'shiuri Erev. But if you had a kosher Erev, and then it's missing some of the shear, then you don't have to be mashlimit to mazin shtei sudos, but rather koshu, even a little bit, as long as something's left, that's going to be okay. Why? Because lo yomru la'arev b'chatzeres elo kidei sh'loi l'shakeh chasatinoikis. Because the only reason you have to make a ruvei chatzeres is that the children shouldn't forget this whole concept of what exactly Erev is. Now Rashi explains, and it sounds very clearly from Rabbi Yossi, that this Rabbi Yossi says that Shiore Erev is kosher, meaning if you had originally the right shear, and then some of it got lost, as long as you have a mashu, it's going to be all fine. It sounds like, number one, he's saying it by Eruvei Chatzeros, not Shetufim Avos, and the reason he held this is because Hacha B'mayaskin, you have to make an Ekimta, that there was a Shetufim Avos. So being that there was a Shetufim Avos, and Rabbi Yossi holds, like, the shitas that we've seen earlier in the Masechta, that really a shetufa mevayis works for a ruvi chatzeres. A ruvi chatzeres could work for shetufa mevayis as well. So being that the shetufa mevayis would work for the ruvi chatzeres, and it's a b'di'evet, you're fine. All you need is an air of why. So the kids that don't chap that there's a shetufa mevayis are going to think you're allowed to carry even without a ruvi chatzeres. So for that, as long as you have a mashu remaining, that is going to be, oh, okay, regardless. What was the first halachas of the Mishnah? Nismayi to oichel. You set aside the shear that you have to have. And then some of the food got lost. Moisif umezake. The ain't tzarich idea. You could be moisif on your own. You have to be mezaket because that's always the halacha. That's the stam mishnah. That's what Shmuel held. That's what Rav Nachman held. It's not what Rav held. But the point is, you have to be mezaket. And the ain't tzarich idea. You don't have to be moedia. Zok the gemara. But what are we talking about? If it's discussing where you this that you're going to replenish, meaning some of the erev got lost, and you're gonna go and you're gonna be moisif. If it's the same min as what got lost, my irinus might. I feel a kol anami. It sounds like the only time it's okay for me to go ahead and do it, and I don't have to be my dear everybody, is if it was nismai, meaning it's missing a little bit. But if it's completely gone and I have to replace it, not replenish it, but replace it, I literally, it's gone. So I have to start from scratch. It sounds like that's not going to be okay, but it should be okay. Because if it's min echad, you should even be able to replace it. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where it's two different minim, meaning I'm replacing it with something else. But if that's the case, I feel in this might not be loy, then it shouldn't work. How do we know all this? The tanya, it's a braisa. If the food got finished completely, it was consumed. Mimin echad, if it's the same min, ain't tzarech l'idea. You could just do your thing. Mi beis minim, if it's two minim, then tzarech l'idea. Then you have to be my dear. So it sounds like there's an afkemina between min echad and beis minim, and not just that, if it's min echad, even kolo. So here it sounds like we're talking about nismait. There's no mention of min echad and shnei minim. So the Gemara says, how do you reconcile our Mishnah with this braisa? So the Gemara says, you could say it in one of two ways. Iba yisei min min echad, viba yisei min shnei minim. You can say the Mishnah is talking about where it was min echad. You can say the Mishnah is talking about where it was You can say the Mishnah was talking about where it was min echad. What was the problem with saying that the Mishnah was min echad? The Mishnah's mashma nisma'it ha'oichal. Then somebody can go ahead and do it and it doesn't have to be madi anybody. What was the diak in the Gemara? If it was kala, it sounds like it wasn't just nisma'it, but it's completely gone. So you don't have to replenish it, but you need to replace it because it's not there at all. So if that's the case, shouldn't kala be good as well? So the Gemara says, you know what? You can make a little edit in the Mishnah. My nismait, nismatmet. Not nismait, it just lessened. Nismatmet, the whole thing went bad. Kala legami, Rashi says, it's not here. Or you could say that really the Mishnah is talking about where it was shnei minim. And if that's the case, if it's, what was the kasha by saying it's shnei minim? The braisa said that kol ha'oichal mi men echad ain't tzarech lo'idea, but mi beis minim tzarech lo'idea. What did the Mishnah say? Ain't tzarech lo'idea. The braisa said tzarech lo'idea. Mishnah and the braisa don't stim. So the Gemara kol ha'shani. No. The braisa was talking about where it was kala, which, by the way, is the simple way of reading the braisa. Kala ha'oichal mi men echad ain't tzarech lo'idea, mi beis minim tzarech lo'idea. Yeah, where it's kala, then beis minim tzarech lo'idea. The Mishnah wasn't talking about kala. In the Iba Yisema, we're maintaining the gears in the Mishnah. Mishnah's talking about where it's nisma'it. Nisma'it, beis minim, did aloch is, ain't tzarech lo'idea. Ni toisfu aleim, moisif, umezake. If it's tzarech lo'idea. So if there are new members that join this mavoi, so I can go and I can be the nice guy, and I could sponsor the additional food that we may need now for this new oilam on their behalf. However, if it's tzarech l'idea, you have to notify them. Amar Rav Shizbi, Amar Rav Chiz, Rav Shizbi's name, Rav Chiz is Oysay Meres, Chalukin Olav Chaver of Rabbi Yehuda. This is a raya that the Chachamim argued to Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? I'm going to the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Medvar Mamurim. When is it true? Be'eruv Tchumin, Avo Be'eruv Chatzeres. Meaning, when is it true that you need to notify people if you want to be mezak with them with an Erev? That's Eruv Tchumin. But when it comes to Eruv Chatzeres, Bein Ladas, Bein Shaloy Ladas, you can do it for somebody even if he doesn't know about it. The Yisoid of Rabbi Yehuda Sheet is, we're going to see it coming up in tomorrow's daf, is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Eruvi Chatzeros is Zachin La'adam Shalei B'fanav. Eruvi Tchumin is not necessarily Zachin La'adam Shalei B'fanav. Because if you give me a Tchum, so I gain now the Apayim Amma relative to where my Tchum is, but where my Erev is, but at the same time I lose what my initial Mokim Shvisa was. So Eruv Tchumen is not inherently a Schos. As a result, you can't do it on somebody else's behalf unless the person gives you a Shos. But Rabbi Yehuda said Eruv Chatzeres is. Where do you see from the Mishnah not like Rabbi Yehuda? Because the Mishnah said that when new people come, Moisef u'mezaka, fitzarech lo'idea. Incidentally, notice the Mishnah and Ayintes and Beis didn't get involved in this. The Mishnah just said, Keitzem eshtatvim b'mavoy, v'niachas achavis, v'oymer it didn't say that you have to let them know, you don't have to let them know. There was no gilui from that first Mishnah. I mean, we assume when you read the Mishnah, you don't have to let them know because Zachal Adam Shalei B'Fanav. That is, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Problem is, here you have a Mishnah that says, Mamish, not that way. The Mishnah says, Nitoisfu Aleim, Moisif, Umezaka, V'tzarech lohaydiya. We're talking not about a ruvit chumen. We're talking about ruvit chatzeres, and still tzarech lohaydiya. So zok the Gemara, another takeaway from this Mishnah. So isay meres chalukin olav chaver of a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds tzarech lohaydiya m'shalei b'fanav. So why would you have to be my dear? So you see, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Zok the Gemara pshita. You're right, but it's so obvious. The chalukin. What you have a haven? Is there another way to learn the Mishnah? Tomorrow says, I'll tell you. Ma'at I would have thought hanibi lebechaser shavein shtei mevoyis. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about where it's not necessarily a schos, because we're dealing with a chatzer that was lodged between two mevoyis, which means that I really have an option now to be meshtatif with this mavoy or with that mavoy. I don't necessarily have to go with you. So you're assuming, what's the downside of being part of your erev? Ordinarily, nothing. But over here, there is a downside. It comes with an invoice. Because if I join your mavoy, that means I lose out on the other mavoy. So I would have thought that over here, maybe the Chachamim don't disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe they hold that in an ordinary case, you wouldn't have to be my dear. Kamash Malan, that's what Rav Shizbi said in the name of Rav Chisda. Rav Shizbi said, I was mekabel for Rav Chisda, that this Mishnah is not discussing a specific Akimta where it's a chayv. But really, the Chachamim hold Zachon Ladam Shloi B'Fanav when it comes to Ruvi Chatzeres. To the contrary, Chalukin Olav Chaverov al Rabbi Yehuda. Zok de Gemara Vaita. Kami Yeshiroi. So the Mishnah, what's the shear? What's the shear for Shetufim Avayas? So the Mishnah said that the shear is Bizmanche, it depends how many people there are. If there's a lot of people, Bizmanche, Merubin, Mazin, Shtei, Sudas, then you need Mazin, Shtei, Sudas for the whole Olam. Bizmanche, Mut, and if there aren't a lot of people, then it's Kegurus Chola. Each person has to have a Kreg. It's okay, Makamu, Merubin, a lot of people. And we have to be a little more specific. What's a lot of people? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Mashmul, Shmoina Esrib, Nei Yadam. 18 people. Shmoina Esrib, Asulai? And what if it's 19? Mar says, no, Ema, Mi Shmoina Esrib, Eilach. It means 18 and more. Shmoina Esrib, Nei Yadam. What's the magic to the number 18? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Breit, Rabbi Yehuda, Ledim, Rifish, Lamin, Nei Da'ab. I'll tell you what I heard. Kol Shi Ilu, Mechal, Kulam, Asan, Shtei, Sudas, Bein Neyem, Ve'ein Magas, Groigris, Lechol, Echad, Ve'echad, Hein, Hein, Merubin. The shear is mazin shtei sudois. And the shear of mazin shtei sudois is the shear, even if you have so many people, that if you would take the mazin shtei sudois and you would divide it equally amongst everybody, ein magas groigus chol echad v'echad. Nobody would get a groigus. And in the halacha, in that case is, v'sagi b'mazin shtei sudois. That mazin shtei sudois is going to be enough. V'iloi, if however, you don't have so many people that if you divide the mazin shtei sudas, there'll be less than a groigus for every person. So that confusing. Then we look at them as not being a lot of people, but rather a little bit of people. The agav urchei kamash malon, and b'derech agav, what the Mishnah came to say was, is the shtei sudas having shmai nasri groigus. You want to know what the shear mazin shtei sudas is? It's shmai nasri groigus. In other words, the shear is mazin shtei sudas. However, it doesn't have to be mazin shtei sudas. Rather, it's like a maximum share. The most it's going to be is mazin shtei sudas. It might be less than shtei sudas. How would it be less than shtei sudas? If you don't have that many people, then the halacha is, as long as you have a groigris for each person, that's going to be enough. Now, how many groigrises are there in mazin shtei sudas? 18. And that's why the number of merubin is 18. Not because it's a mad, it's not because it's the gematria of chai. It's not because there's some magic to the number 18. It's simply because 18 figs make up mazin shtei sudas. And the maximum you're ever going to need is mazin shtei sudas. So if, bizman shei merubin, you have 18 people, so then it's going to be mazin shtei sudas. If you have less than 18 people, then you won't even need mazin shtei sudas. Then it'll be enough if you have a gregus chol echad echad. So the bottom line is, what's the shear? It's the lesser of. It's the lesser of mazin shtei sudas or a groigris l'chol echad ve'echad exhale. So two ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. One is a little bit more lundish, and the other one is a little bit more light. First the lundish, and then the light. So the Gemara on the top of daf peyam it bays right before the Mishnah. So the Gemara said itma Rav Chiya bar Ashi yama. Rav Chiya bar Ashi said oisin lechi asherah. You're allowed to use an asherah tree as your lechi. You have a mavoi that's closed off on three sides. On one side, it's opened up into a Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Chabad made a takana that you're not allowed to carry in this mavoi unless you do something at the entranceway of this mavoi. A lechi, or a kaira, mishum mechitza, or mishum heker. But the bottom line is, you have to put either a lechi or a kaira. Said Reb Chiya bar Ashi, that oisin lechi asher. If you want to make a lechi using an asherah tree, that's something that you're allowed to do. It's implied, said the Gemara, that if you would want to make a Kaira using an Asherah tree, that would be something you're not allowed to do. Rish Lakish said, no. You can make Sayer Lechi using an Asherah and Sayer Kaira using your Asherah. So Rav Chiya Barashi's Shita is, and we paskin like Rav Chiya Barashi is a little Aleph, Oysen Lechi Asherah. If you want, you can make a Lechi using an Asherah tree. However, you can't make a Kaira using an Asherah. Says, well, why not? What's the difference? What's the difference between a Lechi and a Kaira? Mamonashach. If you can use an Asherah, you should use it for a Lechi and a Kaira. If you can't use Asherah, you shouldn't be able to use it for a Lechi or a Kaira. Says the Gemara, the reason you can't use a Kaira is because Ketute Mechte Shiure. Because an Asherah needs to be burnt. It says in the Pasuk Dvarim Yud Beis, Va'ashereyem Tisrafum Be'esh. And being that Va'ashereyem Tisrafum Be'esh, the Asherah needs to be burnt, I'm reading from Rashi, Shiura Lav Shiura. Her shear is not a shear. The Kisrufadamya. Because being that it has to be burnt, it's as if it's burnt. So you don't have the shear. And because you don't have the shear, it's for that reason a Kaira is not going to be okay. In other words, a Kaira has a shear. What's the shear of a Kaira? It has to be at least a tefach wide, kidei lekabel ariach. A mishnah daf yud gimel amud beis, a mesechta zeirivin. So being that a Kaira has a shear, it has to be at least a tefach. If the Kaira is going to now be an ashera, the ashera is v'ashereyem tisrafum be'esh, which means ketusi michta shiure, shiura lav shiurehi, dikisrufa damyo. So as a result, how are you going to be able to use it as a kaira? But for a lechi is not going to be a problem. So Freit Tosfos, we spoke this out very quickly when we were going through the daf. What difference is there between a lechi and a kaira? A lechi also has a shear. A lechi has to be a mashu. That's a shear. Says Tosfos, that being that it's only a mashu, so therefore it doesn't bother me. Meaning ketusi mechta shiure is when you have to have a shear of some significance. But being that this shear is not really a shear of significance, but rather all this shear is a mashu, so when it comes to a mashu, it's not going to be a problem. So why is it that oisen lechi ashero, but at the same time ain oisen kaira ashero? Because a kaira has a shear. It has to be a tefach wide, kidei lekabel oriach. And being that kitusei mechte shiure, because v'ashireyem tisrufum be'esh, shiure lav shiure hi, de kisrufa damyo. A lechi shear is a mashu. And being that the lechi shear is a mashu, it's not a significant shear. So you don't have ketutze mechta shiure. So there's no reason you wouldn't be able to use an asher. The Rambam, in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Yizayin, Halacha Yud Beis, brings this halacha. Says the Rambam, Bakol oisen lichoyayin. You're allowed to use anything for a lechi. Afilu b'davah sheyesh b'ruachayim. You can even use an animal, something that's alive. Afilu b'suriyana. You can even use something that's asabana. Says the Rambam, Avaydazara atzmoy, o asheru sh'asa oisel lechi kosher. If somebody wants to use Avaydazara and asheru as a lechi, it's going to be kosher. Why? Shehalechi avyoy kosher. Because a lechi is only a koshu. And being that a lechi is only a koshu, it's going to be okay. Says the Rambam, goyva lechi, how tall does the lechi have to be? Ein pachas me'asar tvachim. It has to be at least 10 tvachim tall. Rach b'yvavye koshu. When I said koshu, what I mean is the width and the thickness has to be a koshu. The Rambam continues, halach yud gimel, bakol oisen kair. You can use anything as a kair. Avaloy v'asher. But you can't use an asher. Why? Because the width of a kaira has a shear. V'chol hashiurim asurim in asher. And anytime something has a shear, you're not allowed to use it for an asher. V'kam roich v'kaira. What's the thickness of a kaira? Ein pachas mitefach v'avyoy kolshu. The avyoy could be a kolshu, but it has to be at least a tefach wide. V'hushati abriya lekabel oriach shichatzel aveina shal shloisha tvachim al shloisha tvachim. Either way, the Rambam paskin very clearly, like Rav Chiya Barashi, that Bakol oisin lechayayin, afilu as isuri ano, afilu avoy dezoro oyashera. But when it comes to kaira, they're not. Why? Why? What's the chilek? So the Rambam, as he speaks through these two halachis, and halacha yud beis and halacha yud gimel respectively, he explained it. The Rambam says, why is it okay to use avoy dezoro ashera for lechi? Because shahalechi avyoy kolshu. Because the shear of the lechi is only a kolshu. Why is it not okay by a kaira? The fish yesh leroich of a kaira shear. V'chol ashir masrum and asher. V'kam leroich of a kaira ein pachas mitefach v'av yekolshu. In other words, being that the shear of a lechi is only a kolshu, therefore you can use an asher for a lechi, as opposed to as it relates to a kaira where the shear is not a kolshu, but the shear is a tefach. There is going to be a problem. Amar Avram says the Ravid on the Rambam. He says Rabbeinu Shalom. I don't know how to read this Rambam. He says v'im av yekolshu. It's understood that the thickness of a lechi only has to be a kosher. Says the Rambam, kosher is not a significant shear. And being that it's not a significant shear, so it's for that reason, oisin lechi asher. Obazok the Ravid no niach, that the whole thickness of a lechi is only a kosher. Obagavai mi a sorich shear. But the Rambam in the next sentence says the height of a lechi has to have shear. She'e goyvei asoro.
It has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. So what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam saying the Shulchan Torah, and it's really Tosfos in the sugya Daf Pei Amud Beis, that what's the chilek between a lechi and a kaira? A kaira has a shear. Why? It has to be at least one tefach wide. Kedei lekabel ariach. As opposed to a lechi, it doesn't have a shear. Now, it really does have a shear, but it's a kol shua. A kol shua is not a real shear. That's true, that the thickness and the width only has to be a kol shua. But there's a certain height that it has to have. It has to be at least 10 tefachim tall. So Freik derive it, Amar Avram, it's very nice that the roichet and the ovyoy of the lechi doesn't have a shear. But what about the height? The height has to be 10 tefachim. And at first glance, the Divrei HaRambam, Amar Rav Sin Igri, Vitzrichin Iyin Gadol, Reb Chaim Halevi, Reb Chaim Brisker, in Chedusha Reb Chaim Halevi al HaRambam, on this Rambam, says a teretz, to be miyashiv the shitas HaRambam, and behektim, two hanachas. Reb Chaim made two hanachas. The first hanacha Reb Chaim said was that's pashut, that this halacha of ketusei mechta sheyure is not a halacha that says that when you have something that's also banah, when you have something that has a din that it has to be burned, that it's as if it's not here at all. That's pashut. Meaning, it'd be mocking to say that when something has a din sreifa, the reason ketusei mechta sheyure is like Rashi said, the kisrufa damya, it's as if it's not here. There's a manda amar and shas, Reb Shimon, that kaloi made is always as if it happened already. Kaloi made likzoiz is kegazuz dami. Kaloi made likzoiz is kekatsu dami. Kaloi made lisroiz kesarif dami. It'd be very tempting to think in lumnus that that's the way that ketusei mechta sheyure works. Says Reb Chaim, das is pashut by mir, that that's not the way ketusei mechta sheyure works. Why? Because if ketusei mechta sheyure means that the thing is not here, then vas helft that the lechi only has a shear of a mashahu. Tosfos says it, the Rambam says it. Who cares it only has a mashu? But you don't even have the mashu. If ketusei mechta sheyure says that being that the asherah has a din treifa, so it's as if the asherah is not here, so that means it's not here. If it's not here, you don't even have a mashu of it. Tosfos, the Rambam said a shtickle Torah, because all it is a mashu. So it's very nice all it is a mashu, but you need a mashu. And if it's kesarav dam, you don't even have a mashu. So then you would have nothing. So said Reb Chaim, that's pasha. That's the haschala of the sugya of ketusei mechta sheyure, that this halacha does not say that it's kesarav dam. So then what does it say? Says Reb Chaim, what it says is that the shear is not here. Ketusei mechta sheyure, that if there's a din that I have to have something, but it's not enough that I have it, I have to have a certain amount of it. I have to have a certain shear of this thing. Then the halacha is, ketusei mechta sheyure says that I don't have that. Rashi is lashon. Sheyuro lav sheyurehi. Tikisrufa damyo. Tikisrufa damyo shtel sachois. Not in the ikur hachefza. The chefza is here. Where the kisrufa damyo shtel sachois is that sheyuro lav sheyurehi. It loses its shear. So the thing is here. There's no question the thing is here. You can't deny what your eyes see. The metzias is that it's here. But the din shear, if I need a kabay of something, I need a kezayis of something, I need a tefach of something, that's where the halacha of ketusei mechta sheyure kicks in, and that's where you have this halacha that it's kesruf adami. But to say that the thing is not here, vada it's here. Because if the thing is not here, then what's pshat Reb Chiya bar Rashi? What's the aleph base of his halacha? That you can use a lechi shel asher. Why? Zogin the Rishonim, the Rambam, and Tosfos, because all you need is a kol shu. But I don't have the kol shu. The Teretz is, I have the kol shu. Of course I have the thing. What don't I have? What I don't have is I don't have the shear. Okay, so a kaira has to have a tefach and requires a shear. A lechi doesn't need a shear. What's the raya doesn't need a shear? Because a kolshu is not, what does it mean kolshu? Kolshu means there's no shear. I just need it here. Oh, I just need it here. So mimeila it's here. That's why it's okay. Right, pasha you learn. What's the svar of kolshu? Oh, because it's so little, so okay, don't worry about ketusei mechta sheyure. No. Says Reb Chaim, the havana of kosher and what the Rishonim are saying is kemin chaymer, because ketusei mechta sheyure never said it's not here. All it said is that I don't have the significance of sheer. So to the extent I need a chashivos of sheer of this thing, that's what I don't have. So if all I need is a mashu, then I don't need sheer. Kaira, which requires a tefach, so I need sheer. I don't have sheer. I don't have tefach. You have a kaira? Yeah. Do you have a tefach or kaira? No. I measured it. It says tefach. Doesn't matter. Klapi, it's sheer. It's kesruf adamya. Is it here? Of course it's here. So where I need a sheer of kaira, it's not going to work. But by lechi, where all I need is a mashu. In other words, all I needed is that there is a lechi. There is no requirement of how much lechi. I don't care how much lechi. Mashu means as long as it's here, I'm fine. Oh, kedusei mechta sheyure doesn't make it not here. As a result, if it doesn't make it not here, that's why it's going to be okay. So said Reb Chaim, but I want to make one other hanocha. And that is, we know that in order for something
an area to be a Rishus Hayachid, it has to be Mukuf Mechitzas. How many Mechitzas? So it's a Machlokes Tanam. We pass like the Chachamim that a Rishus Hayachid has to be surrounded by three Mechitzas. But there's a shear of how big those Mechitzas have to be. Mechitzas has to be at least 10 Tvachim tall, has to be 4 Tvachim wide. That's the halacha of a Rishus Hayachid, that the Mechitzas has to be Yutva. Said Reb Chaim Pasha, you learn that the din that says that a Mechitza in Hilchos Rishuyos has to be 10 Tvachim is a halacha in Hilchos Shiyurim. It's a halacha in Hilchos Mechitzas. There's a halacha that a Mechitza, in order for it to be Chaylek Rishus, define an area, it has to be at least 10 Tvachim tall. Said Reb Chaim, that's Mavun, this Rambam not that way. It's Mavun the Rambam that this, that a Mechitza has to be 10 Tvachim, is not a din in Hilchos Mechitzas. That a Mechitza has a din shear, that you have to have 10 Tvachim worth of Mechitza in order for it to be considered Rishus. A Mechitza just has to be there. And as long as a Mechitza is there, it's already mitzad the Mechitza considered a Mechitza. Stating that, there's a halacha that the only time a Rishus HaYachid is considered a Rishus HaYachid is if the area is surrounded by Mechitzas, and the area has to be surrounded by Mechitzas, this is a subtlety, up until 10 Tvachim of its height. But as long as the area is Mukav Mechitzas up until 10 Tvachim of its height, that would make the Mokoyim into Rishus HaYachid. Meaning there's a sheer 10 Tvachim in Hilchas Rishuyos. But the Mechayiv of the sheer is not the Mechitza. The Mechayiv of the sheer is the Mokim. The Mokim has to be Mukav up until 10 Tvachim. But there's no halacha anywhere that says that in order for a Mechitza to be a Mechitza, it has to be a Mechitza that has in it a Chalois, that it is 10 Tvachim tall. You don't need that. It doesn't have to be that. All I need is a Mechitza. Be'etzim a Mechitza kosher would be okay. There's a halacha mitzad the Rishus, that the Rishus has to be mukaf up until 10 Tvachim. But mitzad the din of the Mechitza, there's no halacha that it has to be 10 Tvachim. So says Reb Chaim, that's Pshat in the Rambam. You want to know why a lechi could be Yushal Asherah? It's because mitzad the lechi itself, all I need is that it should be a masha, which means all I need for it is for it to be here. Asherah, true, there's a halacha of Ktusei Mechteshurah. But Ktusei Mechteshurah doesn't make it as if it's not here. It just says that I don't have the shir. I don't need a shir. What are you going to tell me? 10 Tvachim. Said Reb Chaim, why does a lechi have to be 10 Tvachim? Where does it come from? It's because we paskin lechi mishum mechitza, koyrim mishum heker, but lechi mishum mechitza, like Abaya that holds lechi oim me'elof, havi lechi. We paskin that lechi mishum mechitza. So the whole din asar tvachim of a lechi is mitzad the hilchas mechitzas. The reason you need a mechitza to be 10 tvachim is not because it's a din that the mechitza has to be 10 tvachim. There's no, a mechitza just has to be there. You just need that the area should be mukiv up to 10 tvachim. The fact that the lechi is there means that the area is mukiv. The mitzias never changed. What I don't have is the din shir in the mechitza. I don't need a din shir in the mechitza. Where does halacha that a koyra has a din? It has to be a tefach. A koyra has, it has to be a tefach. Tusim mechtashira says, I don't have a tefach. But there's no halacha anywhere that says a mechitza has to be yutvachim. And being that there's no halacha that says mechitza has to be yutvachim, it's true that the area has to be mukav asar tvachim. It is mukav asar tvachim. Why? Because it's been mitzias. I have a ten tefach lechi. What I don't have is a lechi that has a din, that it's 10 tvachim, but I don't need a lechi that has a din. Because lechi is mishum mechitza, that's where it gets its halacha of asar tvachim, and that's Reb Chaim's other yisoy, that the yisoy of asar tvachim is not a halacha. The yisoy of asar tvachim is not a halacha in hilchas mechitzas. The yisoy of asar tvachim is a halacha in hilchas rishuyos. And as long as the rishus is mukav asar tvachim, that in and of itself would be okay. I was just thinking, one sushtel to this raid for Reb Chaim, and this is literally mimerchak tavi lachma, but just one ha'ara. There's a Mishnah in Masechtes Sukkah, Daf Lamid Dalet Amid Beis. The Mishnah is discussing an esrog, a little lighter than lechi and kaira. And the Mishnah says that if someone has an esrog shel asheira v'shel ir anidachas pasal, the halacha is esrog shel asheira v'shel ir anidachas is going to be pasal. Zokti Gemara Lamid Heyam and Aleph in Masechtes Sukkah. Perek Lulav Agazel, classic great. My timer, what's the reason? Why is it that an esrog shel asheira v'shel ir anidachas is pasal? Zokti Gemara, because kivin delisreifa kai, being that Asherah has a din sreifa, ketusei mechte sheyurei, it doesn't have a shear, and being that it doesn't have a shear, it's for that reason, it's not going to be a kosher esrog. In other words, there's a halacha that an esrog has to be a shear. What's the shear? It says, machlek is Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei holds an esrog has to be the size of an egois. Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be a little bit bigger than that. It has to be the size of a bay. We know when there's machlek is Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, we pass on Rabbi Yehuda. So we pass on what's the shear of an esrog? The shear of an esrog is, it has to be size of a bay. I mean, an esrog has a shear. So being that an esrog has a shear, so Zok the Gemara, you want to know why you can't use an esrog shel asherah? Because ketusei mechte sheyure. Ketusei mechte sheyure means there's no shear. So if there's no shear, obviously you can't use it. Tosfos in the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGazel, and Daf Lamed Amar Amud Aleph brings that there was another girsa in this Gemara. This Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph said, the why is it that an estrig shel asher is not good? Because Tusei Mechtesh Yure says, Toisvis, Mil Yesh Svarim de Garsina L'Kamon Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, a Mishnah, the estrig shel asher, my time. Not because Ketusei Mechtesh Yure, rather Mishum de Havalei Mitzvah Abob Aveira. The Girsa Mishu Beshasi says Toisvis. It's a Tois, the Girsa, it's a Grais. El Ataima Mishum de Mechtesh Yure, the Esrik Nami, Boy Shir, because everyone knows an Esrik needs a Shir. Ke'ego is a Ke'abeya, because it needs a Shir, either like an Esrik or like a Beya. So Tois says, I found the Girsa that had a different reason why an Esrik Shal Asher needs to, it's possible, not because of Ketusei Mechtesh Yure, but because of Mitzvah Abob Aveira. And Toisvis says that Girsa is really a Tois. And the truth is, just to double down on Tosfos Ha'ara on that Gersa. Tosfos, I don't understand the Gersa. At the end of the Esrog needs a Shir. But what's even more paladig is that the Mishnah says, Lulav HaGazel Vayovish Pasol, Shel HaSheir V'Shel Erani Nachas Pasol. And the other Gemara says, my time, why is the Lulav Shel HaSheir Pasol? Zok the Gemara, because Ketutei Mechta Shir. So this Gemara says clearly Ketutei Mechta Shir as it relates to Lulav. Yet there was a girsa that when it came to Esrig, is al smitzvah babavera. So, mamarav shach, if you have Tusei Mechtesh Shir regarding Lulav, because the Lulav has a shir, there's no reason you shouldn't have it regarding Esrig, because the Esrig has a shir. Elamai Tosfos says, must be it's a girsa mishubeshes. I was thinking maybe, just to be miyashav, this girsa that Tosfos brings, and that is, there's a halacha that an Esrig that's chaser is possible. But an Esrig that's chaser is only possible on the first day Sukkot. First day Sukkot, l'kachtam l'chem yeh merishnoi, with dalaminim is a day raisa. So this is halacha that an Esrig that's chaser is going to be possible. But the rest of Yontif, the halacha is that an Esrig that's chaser is going to be kosher. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch in the end of Simin Tov Reish Mem Tes in Aruchayim and Hilchas Lulav. Says the Magen Avraham, this that the Shulchan Aruch paskin, that an Esrig that's chaser is kosher the other days of Yontif, it's only im nishar by kishir k'day latzis by. That's only if you, at least, even though it's chaser, but at least has a shear. How much? K'day latzis by. What's the shear k'day latzis by? It has to be the size of a beitza. That's the shear of an esrog. So if it's still the size of a beitza, then it's going to be okay. But if it would be less than a beitza, then at that point, it's not going to be okay. As I talked to Magen Avraham. So when is it true that an esrog that's chaser is kosher the rest of yontif? In nisha by kashir k'day latzis by. If at the very least, even after it was chaser, but it still has the shear, it's the size of an egg. But if it's going to be less than a beitza, then avada, it's going to be possible. Why? Not because it's chaser, we don't care about chaser, but because it's pachas mekashir. At the end of the day, an esrog has a shir. Zoktrab kiva eger, and his agayis on Shulchan Aruch, koshali, hakebeitza loymi din shirhu. This day you find that a beitza has a shir, that has to be a kebeya, it's not because there's a halacha that you need a beitza's worth of esrog in order to have a kosher esrog, right? You have to eat a kezayis worth of matzah to be mekayim your mitzvah of matzah, so you have to have a kebeitza's worth of esrog in order for it to be a beitza. It's not midinshir. Elamishun the pachas mizelo enigma period. The reason is because the only time you can use an esrog is if it's a gemar pri, it has to be a fartiga pri. Ulakachtan l'chem yoyim arishin pri eitz adar. It has to be a complete pri. And until it grows, pachas mizeh, if it's less than a beitza, says Rabbi Kiveger, lo enigmar period. It's not a fartiga pri. V'hach over here, says Rabbi Kiveger, the esrog ba'atzmoy hayogadol. This esrog before yontif already was a beitza. The yodin on the nigmar period. We know it was a gemar pri. Narva, someone took a bite out of it. Now it's chaser. A maitzarech shir kebeitza. So why should you need a beitza? V'tzarechi. Why would I need a beitza? A beitza is not a shir be'etzim. What's the yisoid of a beitza? It's just a simen, it's a probel. It's a heichetimtz, it's my way of knowing that it grew the right size. So if I knew it grew the right size, now it became chasr, zokrab kivega. Why should it be a problem? So Magen Avraham says that if you're going to use an esrog chasr on the other days, if you want to wish the Ramah paskins, you can. Make sure that at least it's a beitza, because that you have to have the shir beitza. You don't have a problem with chaser, but there's still a halacha of shir. Frank Rab Kiveger, I don't understand. There's no real shir. You need a beitza. There's just a halacha that it has to be nigma the pri. Over here, you know it was nigma the pri. So over here, you know it was the nigma. You know it was nigma the pri. So why in the world? So why should this be a problem? And Rab Kiveger says tzarechin. In other words, Rab Kiveger understood that the shir of an esrig is not a regular shir. It's not the pshat you have to have this much esrig in order to be yotzi a mitzvah esrig. You just have to make sure it's a pri. And the definition of a pri is nigma her pri. And the only way to know that it was Nigmar Pri is if it grew a certain shear. But if it didn't grow a certain shear, you'll have no way of knowing if it was Nigmar Pri.
you know, we're running out of time, but there's a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. This is an Arachayim Simen Kuv Pei Aleph, where the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer a gewaldige kasha. We spoke about this in Masechtas Menachos once, when we went through all the Shiurim. We did a few raid bites on Shiurim. But the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer, says, everyone knows the Chumra of the Noida B'Yehuda. Noida B'Yehuda and the Tzlach has a very famous Chumra, and all the Briska and the Chazanish Shiurim comes from this Noida B'Yehuda. When Noida B'Yehuda said that Chazal said that a Beitz, a Zayas, Kazayis, the Shir Kazayis. Rav Shirei Torah is because so Kazayis is a half a beitzah. So Rav Yehuda said he did an experiment when he came to Prague, and he found out based on his experiment that it comes out that we have a little bit of a mistake over here, and must be neskatnu a beitzah. The eggs are not as big as they used to be. And as a result, said the Noi Rav Yehuda, even though once upon a time a Zayis was a half a beitzah, today the beitzah are smaller. So today a Zayis actually equals a full beitzah. So it was Marish Elomis, because it meant that instead of your Kazayis being half of an egg, you have to double the shiurim. And hence, this was the beginning of controversy as it relates to shiurim. Because of the night of Yehuda's experiment that we've done, mamish, hours worth of raid bites on. But the bottom line is this night. So the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer Gishmak Akasha. He said a lot of people take on the Chumra the Tzlach. They take on that the Beitzah is half the size of what it used to be, which means you have to double all the shiurim. So the Shoyal told the Chassam Sofer, we know the shiur of an Esrig is a Beya. So shiur, we rely on a Beya. But if the Beya is Neskatnu, so just like it impacts the Kazayas, because the Kazayas this year is relative to the Beya, half of Zayas equals a Beya. So all the Esrogim are too small too. So everyone should have to start using these big Tamani Esrogim, right? You need a big Esrog, he said. Because L'chaira, all the Esrogim should have to be double. Because the shear of the Esrog is based on the Beya, and the Beya today is half of what it used to be. This is what the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer. So I ain't shun the Chassam Sofer. But like this from Kiva Eger, the Kasha Fank Nishtan. Because there's no shear Be'etzim of an Esrog. There's no halacha that says an Esrog has to be up until this point. There's a din that a shear has to be Nigmar the Pri. How do you know if it's Nigmar the Pri if it grows the size of an egg? Okay, so if the eggs are smaller, then it's mistaber that the definition of Nigmar Pri is also going to be a smaller shear. Ayin Shem, the Chassam Sofer Kamat said this teretz to the Shah. But the point is, what's mavur from all this raid, the Chassam Sofer and Yerchan Kupay Aleph a little bit, but for sure from this Reb Kiva Eger in Tofresh Mem Tes at the very end, is that the shear of an Esrog is a different type of shear. It's not that you need a certain amount of Esrog, it's just you have to make sure you have a fire to get pre. So if that's the case, Yesh Shleimer Hafla V'Fala. The Mishnah says that a lulav shel asher is possible. My timer, what's the reason? So the Gemara, to say mechta shir, because a lulav has to have a shir. Esrog also shel asher is possible. My timer, so Tais brings a girsa that the Gemara didn't say to say mechta shir. The Gemara said the reason is because mitzvah babaver. Fake Tais was girsa mishubeshasi. Esrog has a shir. If an Esrog has a shir, just say pasha. Just like lulav is altskatuse mechta shir, say that Esrog is also altskatuse mechta shir. The teretz is, if katuse mechta shir was the Taich that it's not here, it's mamish not asaf rada k'tusa mechta shure. If the esrog's not here, you can't be yoytzu with an esrog that's not here. But Reb Chaim was mechadish that k'tusa mechta shure doesn't mean that the esrog's not here. The esrog is here. I just don't have the right shear. If I need a certain amount of it, that I don't have. Esrog, there is no shear be'etzim. What do I need the shear of the esrog for? I just need the shear of the esrog as my way of knowing that it was a gemar pri. You're going to tell me you don't have a fire to Capri? Ketuse Mechteshur doesn't change the Metzias. It just takes away the shear. Ketuse Mechteshur, Kishmak Kachi. It takes away the shear. I don't have the shear. It's no different than Reb Kivega's Esrog that became Chasar on Yontif, where Reb Kivega said, it doesn't bother me that Esrog got Chasar. Why not? Because I know that it was a fire to Capri. So if I know it was a fire to Capri, there's no reason it shouldn't work. Either way, maybe with this Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim in Perik Yizayin and Chdush Reb Chaim Alev Al-Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos and Reb Kivega at the end of Tof Reish Mem Tes, maybe we could be miyash of this girsa that Tosfos says is a girsa mishubashas that Tosfos brings in Perek Lulav HaGozel Daf Lamed Amud Aleph to explain the Gemara in Perek Lulav HaGozel Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. That was the first story, just to end on a much lighter note, and that is, so we were going through the Gemara, and the Gemara said that there was a halacha, could you force people to be mishtatav in an Erev? So the Gemara Shmuel said, yeah, you can. If someone was rogel to be mishtatav in an Erev and he decided this Shabbos he's not being mishtatav, you go into his kitchen, you walk into his refrigerator, you take out food, and you do what you have to do. So, is this a raya? You see, you can force someone to contribute to a lechi, you can force someone to contribute to a kair. Sigmar says, that's not a raya. Why? Shani hasam delek mechitzis. There it's different because there it's mechitzis. Rashi says you needed to protect the city. So being you needed to protect the city, there it's going to be different. Lishnachrina says the Gemara, mitzad sha'ani. And we mentioned when we went through the Gemara that nobody can figure out what this means exactly. Lishnachrina, mitzad sha'ani. If you take a look at the Vilna Goyen changes the word from mitzad in the Agoyis Sagra to bebezdin. Meaning it's not mitzad, but rather it's bebezdin.
Meaning, the Gemara is giving a second teretz. You know what the second teretz was? Bebezdin shayni. There's a difference between forcing somebody on your own, taking matters in your own hand, of it in his dinah lenafshe, versus summoning him to Bezdin and letting Bezdin deal with it. Oh, if Bezdin wants to deal with it, there it's going to be okay. And the truth is, over here, in the Hagoy Sagra, all it is a comment. But if you see in parentheses, they say, Ayim bepirish Hagoy na lo rechayim, simin shin samach zayim, sivkot and yutz. If you take a look in that Bir Agra, the Mechaber over there brings this halacha. Avu koifin oisei bebezdin, la'ariv imayim, oi bezdin yardin l'nechasav. That Bezdin is always able to force someone to contribute into a shi'an. And the truth is, there's no mefurish Gemara anywhere to this halacha of the Mechaber. Says the guy, and you want to know where the Mechaber got this halacha. Where did the Mechaber know this halacha that Bezin can force someone to be Meshtatev? Zok the Vilna Goy. The Gemara Erev in the Pyramid base, Lishna Achrina, Bebezdin Shani, the Kach Tzorich Loimar. So the Goyin didn't just change a girsa, but while the Goyin changing the girsa, he found him a car to this elusive halacha. This halacha that the Mechaber said, and nobody knows where the Mechaber got this halacha from. Zok the Goyin, you want another makar? It's Erev and Dapet. Where does Erev and Peyam Beis says something about the Teretz? It said, Lishna Achrina Mitzad Shaini. And no one in the world knew understood what it means, Mitzad Shaini. It's not Mitzad, but rather it's supposed to be Bebe. If you look on the side of the Gemara, there's a guy, it's Rabbi Tzalo Ranchberg. Rabbi Tzalo Ranchberg was a Talmud of the Noida Behudu, who was one of the Goinim that lived in Prague during that era. So he brings what the Vilna Goin says, and he writes it afterwards, V'divrei kim chayim hein. It's divrei elikim chayim, because the Goin didn't just change a girsa in the Gemara. The guy, we literally knocked off two birds with one stone. Number one, we explained the Gemara in Erevin, and number two, the Goin just found a makar to Allah and Shulchan Aruch that no one had a makar to. So it must be the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, had this makar, and this is where he got it from, because he didn't have Lishna but rather he had Lishna Achrini Bebezdin Shaini. You know, we just mentioned the Noida B'Yehuda. The truth is there's a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda on this Gemara. It's actually very, very mysterious. It's in Chesha Mishpat, it's a Madura Tinyana, it's Simon Lamites. The name of the tshuva is Begirsas Hashas Be'erivin Daf Peyom and Aleph. That's the name of the tshuva. Begirsas Hashas Be'erivin Daf Peyom and Aleph. And the Shoyal asked the Noida B'Yehuda what pshat in this Gemara is, and he wanted to say that maybe the gear says not Lishna Achrina Mitzad Shaini, but rather Lishna Achrina Chatzar Shaini. That's what he wanted to say. Not Mitzad, he wanted to say the Gemara is being mechalik between a Mavoi and a Chatzar. Ayin Sham. Anyways, Nadi Behuda wrote a tshuva, and the Behuda said that he doesn't think that that's the right girsa. He had himself had two suggestions. One of his suggestions was, he was mechamin to the Vilna Goyen, he said that maybe the right girsa is bebezdin shiny. Then he had another girsa, and at the very end of the tshuva, he tells the shoyel, v'lochein v'dayiti koshel agiyah kain, I don't agree with your hagah, v'afal pi kain, however, in be'enei mar nochin hadavar, but if this is what you feel, yochel agiyah katzayna, you can be magiyah, however you want to be magiyah. I'm not stopping, I'm not going to micromanage you. But at the same time, I don't think that's the right girsa. I don't think change the word Mitzat the Chatzar. I think it's either Bezdin or his other pshat, Ayin Sham. So it bothered me a little bit. It's funny. This is the name of the simon. Begirsas Hashas Be'erivin Dapeyam and Aleph. Now a little bit of background. The Noid Behuda Madura Tinyana was not put together by the Noid Behuda. It was done Lacha Moisei by his son, Rav Shmuel Landau. And Rav Shmuel Landau had to go through, sift through Kama V'Kava Tshuvas, and he picked and chose which one of his tshuvas were going to make the cut to the Madura Tinyana. And this was one of his tshuvas. It's a tshuva, Begirsas Hashas Be'erivin Da'Pem and Aleph. But the truth is, there's always the rest of the story. You know who the Shoyal was? Who's the Shoyal? If you take a look at the Shoyal, it's L'chvoid Ahuvi Yedidi Harav Agoyin Mareinu V'Rabbeinu Harav Yeshaya Berlin. Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin was also known as Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. Rabbi Yeshaya Pick is the author of the Masoiris Hashas. Now the truth is the Masoiris Hashas was written by the Baal Shilta Yibayrim who lived in the 1500s. But Kiyadur, Rabbi Yeshaya Pick added a lot to the Masoiris Hashas. The Shoyal was Rabbi Yeshaya Pick. He wrote the Masoiris Hashas. He was doing his magnum opus, and he was going through Shas, and he came to a Gemara Erev in Daf Pei Amid Beis, Lishna Achrina Mitzad Shaini, and he was stumped. He didn't know what to do. See, he came up with a whole theory. Maybe it's Chatzar Shaini, but he didn't want to do it on his own. See, he said, I'm going to ask the Shaila from the Gadol Adar. So every single Shaila crossed the desk of Noid Behuda, this one also did. So Rabbi Yeshaya Berlin, Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, sent the Shaila to Tzpashit. This is what's going on here. See, he sent this
this to the Neid of Yehuda, and he told the Neid of Yehuda what he thinks, and that's what the Neid of Yehuda told him at the end. You just read it. He's being magi, not being magi his Gemara in his study. He's being magi in the Vilna Shas. We still use the Vilna Shas, right? This is what he's being magi. He's being magi a Torah that's Nevuah, that's Hutzruch L'Torah. This is just a Noid B'Yehuda who has his hand in everything. But either way, this is not just a Tshuva, Begirsa, Sashas, Be'er, V'Napeh, Manal. Obviously, everything, every line, word in Torah is Chashuv, but I think this is the rest of the story. This is the Tshuva over here to show that every big Shaila crossed the desk of the Noid B'Yehuda. Rabbi Shaya Pick was working on his magnum opus. He wasn't sure how to make sense of this right here. So what did he say? He said, Lishna Achrina Mitzay Chayni. But I'll tell you one other charifas, and we'll end with this. I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from David Yoel Weiss. So he brings from the Sefer Meged Eretz, who wrote a Pirish on the Prima Gadim. In his Akdamah to the Prima Gadim, he discusses this Gerson. This was a very elusive Gerson. The reason is, again, it's very rare, because you have a Gemara. The Rishonim didn't talk about it. You know, if there is, if you had a Rashi, a Tosa, Rashba, Ritva, maybe a Psashita Mekobetzes and Bava Kmitzia, somebody. Nobody helped us out here. We have no way of knowing what exactly is going on here. And as a result, everybody was a shtickle lost. But either way, so this Sefer Meged Eretz, he wrote a Pirush on the Prima Gadim, and in his Akdamah, he writes the following. He said that Kamekumus in the Shtabru, to try to figure out this Gersha, Lishna Achrino, Mitzad Shaini, Zahara Harifus. He said, I think everybody made a mistake. I'm going to tell you what I think Pshat is going on over here. What's the very next Gemara? Itmar, Rav Chiya Rashi, Ma Oisli Lachi Ashera. Rav Chiya Rashi said, you can take an Ashera and you can make a Lechi using an Ashera. So he said, I think that all these letters are Rosh Tevis. They represent the memories that Rav Chiya Rashi said in Masechta Zeirvim. Lamed Aleph, Lishnachrina, Mitzad, Mem Tzadik Dalit, Shani Shin Aleph Nun Yud. And he went on to explain it. He said, the Lamed is this halacha right here. Lechi Asherah, Oysen Lechi Asherah. The Aleph, and Daf Yud Bezam and Bezam Masechtas Erevin, Rav Chiya Rashi said that if you have a Mavui that's Arkoi Kerachvoi, it's a box, Enoi Nitta Belechi Bekoiro. The Mem, that's the next letter, is also a memory of Rav Chiya Rashi. Daf Lamed Amad Aleph, Ma'arvin Bebasar Chai. The tzaddik is something that Rav Chiya Rashi said in Erevin Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. He said, Chatzitzin u'mechitzin, and Shiurim are Allah and Moshe Mitzinai. But it would be tzaddik, right? Chatzitzin mechitzin. Right? Familiar with Simonim a little bit. It would be a tzaddik. What's the Dalet? That's the next letter. Erevin Daf Samachim Amud Aleph. Chiya Rashi is the one that said that you can't daven unless it's daitoi miyusheves olav. That's the Dalet. So what's the shin? So there's a Gemara on Daf Tzadik Heim at Aleph, Chotze Shin Nifritza, Asurin Lo'isa Shabbos. Now if you look in that Gemara, the Gers is Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, but the Gers HaBach changes the Gers to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi. So it's also Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, it's a shin, it's Shabbos. What's the Aleph? Shin Aleph, Echad Oni Ve'echad Asher, could make an Eruv Tachumim using their food, right? It was meant for everybody. Or could be Mahalach Berat with their food. And this is, who said it? Rav Chiya Rashi is the one that said it. Nun, Nichnas Tomei Oibamum, that's a Gemara later, Kofeim at Aleph. And finally, the Yud, is there was a member, a very, very short member on the Afyud Zayin of the days, that was talking about Mayim Achroinim and Mayim Rishonim, that Rav Chiya Rashi was the one that said it. He said it was Yodayim. But either way, he said that everybody was trying to figure out and make sense of this mysterious Lishna Achroinim Mitzad Shaini. I think you know what was missing over here? What was missing was parentheses. It was supposed to say Simin, Loi Mitzad Shaini. And in the world of Simonim, it makes perfect sense because we're about to introduce something that Rav Chiya Rashi said. And being that we're about to introduce something that Rav Chiya Rashi said, this is what's going on over here. I took a look in Rav Reuven Margolis' Sefer Netzoy Tzayar, and I was not surprised that he says Mamish word for word. He says the Shtikl Tyrus. Posh, it's Go'ine Go'ines. But this is what he said. It's a Rosh Tevis. It's a Rosh Tevis for the simonim of every single member of Rav Chiya Rashi. And the one, the shin that would have been a problem, that Goy Sabach addresses on Daf Tzadik Hamad Alb. Either way, in this Sefer Meged Eretz he brings that he told us over once to the Avnei Nezer. And he told it over to Agoyin HaKadosh Bal Avnei Nezer, and when the Avnei Nezer heard it, v'kose, he was meshabeyachit, he thought it was absolute go'oynis, and we will end with that.